The Idaho Democratic Party is celebrating a recent settlement with the Secretary of State Lawrence Denny as a victory. Denny announced Tuesday he won't be adhering to President Trump's request to hand over detailed voter information to his Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. Taylor Munson has more.
Yesterday, the President's committee tasked with looking into allegations of voter fraud held its first public meeting. The commission was formed to address Trump's belief that rampant voter fraud took place in the 2016 election. So far, no evidence has been presented to support the claim. On July 3rd, the commission requested all 50 states provide sensitive voter information. After much pushback from Idaho voters and legal pressure from the Idaho Democratic Party, Secretary of State Lawrence Denny decided he would not comply with the commission's request. Shelby Scott, a spokesperson for the Idaho Democratic Party, is glad Denny listened to voters' concerns.
We've just been hearing a ton of pushback about it. I think we've had over 500 people send in letters or emails to our Secretary of State, our governor, and our Attorney General, urging them to not submit any voter information to the federal government and to this election commission.
If another request is made by the Voter Fraud Commission, part of the settlement also requires Denny to notify the Idaho Democrats at least 10 days prior to responding to the request. Under the Idaho Public Records Law, information such as driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, both of which were requested by Trump's commission, are not allowed to be used commercially. Scott says Idaho voters from both political parties have been voicing concerns.
Our legislators have well been hearing from their constituents on both sides of the aisle, telling them, no way, you know, don't let them send this information. I do believe it's been bipartisan, which has also been, you know, of course, exciting to see, but not surprising that people want their private information to stay private.
Idaho is now among 17 states and the District of Columbia refusing to provide any voter information to the commission. For KBSX News, I'm Taylor Munson.